Welcome back to another episode of Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nerdtween. Thank you so much for joining me. But this is going to be a very big self-promoting episode for me this week because a lot of big things have happened in the last since I last spoke to you last week. First and foremost, thank you for joining me. If you like multi-fandom content, whether that be comic books, movies when they're not on strike, TV shows, again, when they're not on strike, wrestling, pretty much any type of content, give me a follow. I do weekly episodes as well as a lot more content on both here on YouTube or TikTok, wherever you're seeing this, as well as the audio only podcast that I have, and as well on almost all podcasting platforms. So now with all that out the way, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for everyone who's already done so, but I have released my first comic book. The ash can for my comic Here Walks Monsters is now available on Kickstarter. I started it 5 days ago and I'm about 64% way complete with meeting my goal. We're going to be adding some stretch goals for if we hit that milestone and go further. So we are going to definitely have some cool stuff. The artist who did not only the cover that you see here as well as the interior art is going to be putting together a insert, like a 11x17, you know, like nice little piece, original art that's going to go into the Kickstarter, as well as additional things that are going to be added there as well. But I want to talk about the book and see if I can maybe can get some more people to be interested. So you can see above me, I'm going to basically summarize this in my own words, even though those are my words. Here Walks Monsters is a story of the human race and how far the human race could fall if society is no longer there to tell them how to act, tell them what is right and what is wrong, and humans can go on their base desires and their sadistic ways, for lack of a better term, and live out as they so choose without fear of society telling them what to do. So I decided to tell that story. I would need some type of a post-apocalyptic event. So, of course, me being me, I decided to do zombies. Now, this book initially started as just that, a book, as a novel. It then, as I was writing the novel, I was living in North Carolina at the time, and I had a good portion of it. I think it was like 20, 30 chapters I'd already completed for this zombie novel I was writing, and then my house got robbed. And they took my external hard drive and my computer. And the only thing that I had backed up was only a few chapters. So I took that as a sign and just shelved the whole project. And then about 3 years ago now, I decided to turn it into a comic book. So as I started writing it, I got on my friend Martin, who is a fantastic artist. I always had planned for it to be black and white with shades of gray and, you know, reds and some things like that. If you look at his work, he does predominantly black and white. So we added black and white with red, you know, to signify the blood. We're going to have the zombies and the infected, because in my book, there are both. This comic is going to be, can't be one of those, well, is it a zombie comic book? Is it an infected comic book? It is both. Because initially, zombies are reanimated corpses, and anyone they bite is then infected. Therefore, it is both, and they both have different properties. So we won't have to worry about that debate with my comic book. That's one thing that I pride myself on, is the ability to tell a story that does not have any plot holes, because that's something I do nonstop with all properties that I, whether it's any property that I consume, whether it will be comic book or a regular novel or movie or TV show, I dissect it and try to find holes, not on purpose. It's just I want to understand the whole story. So I'll watch it multiple times, be like, wait, that doesn't line up. So I'm making this book to a point where I hope someone can find a plot hole, because I will find a way to close it if that exists. But I have meticulously planned out this entire journey. One thing that they did not get, because I did have this backed up, was my Word document with the entire journey mapped out with stops, items they'll find, interactions they'll have. I know exactly where and when characters are going to meet. Granted, there are more characters and more storylines being added to the whole, you know, arc, if you will. So it definitely is not, everything's not set in stone, but I know where the story's going. And the Ashcan is the first 10 pages of the first issue. It is available, like I said, right now on Kickstarter. We're at like 64% funded. There is only one spot remaining to get into the book. I initially had 5 and 4 of them have been taken. You can still also get a, your name or logo be put into the book. Now, you don't even necessarily have to put your name. It could be your ID. Like I have a friend who bought their way into the book, about a year ago, as I've been trying to get this thing out for so long. It's finally here. We're going to use his ID that he uses on all the social media platforms, and we're going to make a fake business. So like anyone who knows him will be like, wait a minute, is that? And he can be like, yeah, that's me. You know, so that's one way you can get into it as well. I mean, you can also get a logo. So if you have a business, you want to be in the background somewhere in a comic book. It's up there on the Kickstarter right now. But the story is very much... The artist, Martin, when he was reading the script initially, he said it's a human story that is just set in a zombie apocalypse. And I that's exactly what I was going for, because this book is going to have you questioning what when you hear the title Here Walks Monsters, your brain initially goes to the zombies. Well, I don't necessarily know if the zombies would be truly the worst thing in this world. Because at least, you know, the zombies and the infected, they have a singular purpose and motive. They don't do things for pleasure. Or because they just feel like it. You know, it's just really, I need to eat, need to survive. That's all those things are. But when you look at what a human would do in... in those situations, the things that they can come up with, it's going to be honest with you, it's going to be hideous. There's going to be some really bad people in this book. This is a post-apocalyptic world. It's supposed to be as real as humanly possible, and I want it to really push the envelope to how we think about humanity and society and where the restraints really are, you know. And I feel like this is going to be something that people will look at and go, wow. And really think about what could... Because it's going to be... I was talking about this the other day. These characters, you're going to have moments where you're reading them and going, wow... I get this character, like, I identify with them, then they're going to do something so heinous or so disgusting or so depraved that you're going to be like, whoa! So then you'll start thinking about the character and then why you identified with that character at all. And it's going to make you think. And I definitely, like I said, I want this comic to truly push the envelope, and it's not just another zombie comic book. It's going to have a lot of humor in it as well. The main character is either a messenger and a warrior of God, knows they're in a comic book, or is just absolutely demented. I want the reader to not know what that is. I want each reader to be able to decide what they think it is. I don't think there will ever be a definitive answer even through the end of the story. I know what the truth is. You know what I mean? But this is one of those things that there will be definitive proof, I think, in the writing, but I don't think everybody will see it. So I think that'll be interesting. So I hope that one of the things, I mean, let's get this one funded so like and surpass the funding, which it looks like it's going to. But I'm going to keep saying it because the more we raise on this initial ash can, the easier it will be for me to put out issues 1 and 2, because if I go over, because I did the Kickstarter for literally 2,000. If we hit the 2,000, which we're, like I said, we're 64% away there already. If we hit that, and anything surpassing that is going to make issue 1 be so much pre-funded before I even launch the Kickstarter for issue 1. So like I can already go out and get multiple artists for covers to have them ready for issue 1 to have a cover, what, A, cover B, cover C, work out some maybe some exclusives with some retailers to get a couple more covers out there, you know, and that will already, I will have the ability to do so with what we can do with this Kickstarter if we go surpass this goal that looks like we're going to smash through, which I can't thank you enough as well. But the ash can, it's going to be, the link's in my bio. You just go in there. You can, even if you want to just support it, get a sticker. $2. I mean, you can even donate $1. I really, every single little bit counts, because the way it works with Kickstarter is that if you don't hit your goal, you don't get anything. So all the work you put into the Kickstarter, like launching and the promotion and all that, goes right out the window. And while we're already closing in on the goal, which is great, and I don't want to come off as like not thankful, because I'm shocked that we're so close already. Like I was anticipating having to call in every single favor I had just to get it funded at the last second. I was worried about hitting 50% funded with a week to spare, and we've got 25 days to spare, you know, and so that's huge. And I agree. I'm not, definitely not lost on me how impressive and how just amazing that is. But the further we go, the just the better everything's gonna be, because I've got such a great story lined up for everyone. Martin is just absolutely a fantastic artist, and he knocks out the park every time. And Tyrone, who is my letterer, and the letterer of a couple of my friends' books as well, guy is a savant. I mean, he just has the ability to just know exactly, you know, what to do. My book is a little different. I'm trying to do very subtle little things that the letterer would have to like really like work to do correctly, and these little subtleties will make the story better moving forward and having everything, you know, a lot easier to understand, in my opinion. And you know, he agrees, but it's not easy. You know, I asked for a lot from my creative team, and they have knocked it out the park. And I just want to take this time right now to say thank you to both Martin and Tyrone for absolutely crushing every single little bit, every single little tweak, and every neurotic little, hey, this looks a little bit, can we do this, can we do that. I couldn't have done this without you guys, and I really hope that you hear the sincerity of my voice. It means the world to me. It absolutely does. So I want to say thank you to you guys as well, because, like I said, without you, it's I'm DOA. You know what I mean? Like, there's without an artist like Martin, because, like, let me tell you, Martin just gets what I'm trying to say, even if I don't express it correctly. Like, I have come to him with subtle little, like, you just little hints at what I wanted, and he would just return with something better than what I wanted and be like, God, man, that's you. I love it. Let's go. You know, and Tyrone again, when I've been very picky. Like I'm like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? I need to make this change. We need to flip this over. These are the, I do, like, you know, there's just so much work and so much camaraderie and cooperation that works so much and so well with this crew that we have here. I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky, and I can't wait to not only get the ash can out to all of you who have supported it and who might support it soon, but to tell the whole story. Like I said, I've got I think it's 32 pages on a Word document, and it dictates the entire course of the comic book. Because it was initially a novel that was going to be, I think it was shooting for like 2,000, 3,000 pages. So I've got a long road. So that is something I'm really looking forward to sharing with you guys. Because I, anyone who knows me knows that I kind of, you know, OCD freak out about things. And I overanalyze and overthink everything. Well, this is what I've been doing with this comic for the last decade. I mean, I say comic now because that's what it is now, but it used to be a novel. I mean, there's so many. I've been working on this for a long time. And to see it here now, anyone knows me, I'm not usually tongue-tied or don't have the words to say, but I don't have the words. The gratitude that I have just for being where I am, even without it's not even fully funded yet. All of this could, you know, I could end up watching this episode later with like a bucket of chicken. It didn't get funded, you idiot. You know, so it's not easy for me to look forward and think it could happen. We're on a good path. We have some work to do. I'm going to be appearing on multiple podcasts in the next few weeks to try to push it out. And then anyone who's hearing this, if you have a podcast and you would like a guest to talk about their creation of their comic book, if you like horror comics, if you like zombie comics, if you like pop culture references, if you like The Walking Dead or The Last of Us, this is the new title that you're going to want to check out. Here Walks Monster. And I understand that's very self-serving because it's my comic book and everything like that, but you're going to dig it. Just check out the Kickstarter. Look at the story and everything behind it. And just, you know, give me a follow and check out all the stuff that we've got moving forward, because it's going to be pretty awesome. So that's my spiel on my comic. Please give it a gander on Kickstarter if you like. It's called Here Walks Monsters, The Ash Can, available now on Kickstarter. Now, before we go, I also want to announce something that I'm doing with the Junkie platform. We are doing a Halloween Horror Night type show. We're going to have a whole bunch of different sellers on, where there's going to be some physical, some digital, have NFTs, pops, cards, comic books. And we're going to end the night with the debut episode of The Anvil, formerly known as The Forge. I think the anvil worked better because we'll bring on a new hammer every week to show us and let us know how they put that hammer to the anvil and created their craft. Me and John from NK's Comics are going to be talking about our comic books that we are writing, because we are both happen to be writing horror comic books that may or may not be in the same universe. Tune in on Junkie to find out. That's going to be on Halloween night. It's going to be at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Junkie. Me and John will be talking about our comic books, our horror comics, and we're going to be talking about all things horror as well, not just ours, because there's a lot of great horror comics out. We also have a shared Dracula exclusive, Dracula number one, fantastic, gorgeous comic book that's going to be available as well. The book just released this week. I just got my shipment in today, so I've got a box out there full of Dracula number ones, which is freaking just... The thought of that is pretty awesome with my logo on the back. I also have a World Tree number one, two James Tynion books, which you can also get as a bundle with my Kickstarter comic as well. So, I mean, it's a great deal. I think I have it at $35 for all three covers. That's a really good deal. The Draculas are $15. The World Trees are $20, and the Ash Cans are $10. So that's a pretty good deal right there. So you can get that on, you know, on Kickstarter, but you can also check it out on Junkie. I'm sure we'll be having a lot of shows moving up towards Halloween and then the final, you know, show at the end of the night. But yeah, definitely check out Junkie. It's a new social media collectibles platform. It is the best explanation I have. It's basically if TikTok and the other selling platforms, whether that be the one that drips or the one that is not, and TikTok, and we're going to be sprinkling in a little bit of Kickstarter on there as well with a Discord type community feel. So definitely Junkie is something you're going to want to check out. The link's also in my bio for that as well, where you can just go on Junkie on Apple or Android and download that today. And make sure you follow me on all social media platforms, Nerdtween, whether it's on here on YouTube, there on TikTok, on Junkie, no matter what. Search Nerdtween and you'll find me. So I hope to see you there. We're going to be talking about great stuff. This week, moving forward, we're going to be having creators on, whether they be comic book writers, movie writer, actors, directors, movie writers, script writers, you know, cosplayers, anything that is nerdy and you have to create. And we're going to be talking about how they created that material. So it's going to be a great show. Like I said, the debut one is on Halloween at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on the Junkie app. I'm also going to be doing a podcast tour. So make sure you check out Passpoint Comics YouTube channel. I will be there this week live talking about Here Walks Monsters. I appreciate everyone who stopped by. This is after I had to take almost a 6-month break when my computer crashed a year and a half ago. So it's going to be coming soon. I might have to do a crazy giveaway for my 100th episode and do it live instead of recording it like I'm doing right now. But yeah, until next time, this is Nerdtween signing off. Make sure you go follow and make sure you stay nerdy, my friends.